Today, the Church celebrates Friday of the first week of Advent, and our Gospel passage comes to us from Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 to 31. As Jesus passed by, two blind men followed him, crying out, "Son of David, have pity on us." When he entered the house, the blind men approached him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I can do this?" "Yes, Lord," they said to him. Then he touched their eyes and said, "Let it be done for you according to your faith." And their eyes were opened. Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this." But they went out and spread word of him through all that land. The persistence of the two blind men in today's gospel passage was incredible. They didn't simply approach Jesus and ask him to heal them. Rather, while Jesus was passing by, they began following him, crying out to him, "Son of David, have pity on us." When Jesus reached the house to which he was going, they approached him, and he asked them, "Do you believe that I can do this?" Their shout to him earlier was a prayer of petition, an expression of their faith in Jesus. Their answer to Jesus' question was another expression of their faith when they said, "Yes, Lord." Like the two blind men, we tend to pray most deeply when we're in need. Thankfully, most of us have the gift of physical sight, but we may have spiritual or emotional blindness. There can be areas of blindness in our lives that need healing. We all struggle with weakness and disability of one kind or another, ways in which we are broken and vulnerable. The example of the two blind men encourages us to keep turning to the Lord in prayer, even when it seems He may not be listening. Ultimately, though, our prayer of faith will not go unanswered.